set minimum standards, and then we're surprised that we get crappy minimum houses. You know, maybe we shouldn't. And I was struck by that. I marked a PhD in Oslo 2 weeks ago, an interesting experience. But they were comparing an estate that was built in the 70s in Oslo with Western Hills in Edinburgh. And they were saying, what was intriguing to me is, one, they had never blown up a high-rise building at all in Norway. At all. And they said they couldn't get their head around, why would you blow it up? It's surely a really good build. You know, it's just a waste of asset and resource. And the other thing that was quite clear is that the quality standard, they built, we were comparing like with like, because one was a council rented scheme, West of Hales, but the other one was a cooperative. And of course I had assumed the cooperative was very much like renting. And that's a complete misunderstanding, because the cooperative is private housing held collectively. It's not public housing held collectively, it's private housing. Because people could then trade the right of tenancy as an asset. So what we were dealing with was a wealthy estate built like West of Hales in Oslo with a poor estate built in West of Hales. So we weren't ever comparing like with like. The two were very, very different. And again, it was about build quality, but it was also about the social understanding of what that housing was. It was never built as welfare housing, but as welfare, West of Hales, I think, was always seen. It was built at a time when Edinburgh did not have high demand, so therefore suddenly it became a very poor estate almost overnight. So build quality, let's try and build a much higher quality, but I also think it means building and thinking about some of the broader aspects that we've been talking about today, not just the houses or the units. We need to think of it in a much more integrated and joined up way. But we've been saying that since the 1930s.